Let's go now live to Chicago. We're joined by Ryan Burrow, where horrifying events happened there yesterday. A shooting at a hospital killed three people. Ryan, what do we know this morning?
Well, it appears as though it started out as a domestic situation. The gunman apparently having a relationship or a previous relationship with emergency room doctor Tamara O'Neill. Had a confrontation with her in the parking lot outside of the hospital yesterday afternoon, pulled out a gun and fatally shot her, then retreated into the hospital where he fatally shot a pharmaceutical assistant who was getting off of an elevator at the time. 25-year-old Dana Less was fatally shot. She, by the way, had just recently gotten engaged and was planning her wedding for next year. And then got into a gunfight with police in the lobby. During that exchange, the officer, Samuel Jimenez, was fatally shot. Now, the gunman, too, was also shot fatally in the head. It's still unclear at this point as to whether that was the result of bullets fired from police or a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But this is a city in mourning right now, and the second officer killed in the line of duty so far this year.
Boy, heartbreaking to hear about these victims. You know, and here it is, Thanksgiving week. This was all unfolding, like, late in the afternoon yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. And police responded quite quickly to the area because when this initial confrontation happened between Tamara and the gunman out in the parking lot, there was an acquaintance with them who actually ran into the hospital and called 911 immediately. And then at some point, shots were fired. So police were at the scene pretty quickly. An amazing story. And if you get a chance to look online, there is an officer who is actually shot in the holster and in his gun. The bullet actually hit into that area. The officer was not hurt, but pretty incredible images as you see what that bullet did inside of the gun.
Yeah, that is amazing. Ryan, thank you. That's Ryan Burrow reporting live this morning from Chicago.